Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Excuse me. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. Check us out online on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, I want you to go over to Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Check it out. If you're not involved, do get involved. We got a couple hundred thousand people interacting on a daily basis, fighting for their freedoms. And it's also a great example of what I share with you on the radio over and over and over again, that we're all saying the same things. Well, if I just got a group of a couple hundred thousand people just online interacting concerning their freedoms and fighting for their freedoms, can you imagine what's going on a nationwide basis in conglomerate where everybody comes together? Folks, we're all saying the same thing. A good portion of the American people are saying the same things. You just, again, need to understand that the state-run media is trying to divide and conquer. And do, friends, remember, they do not have the support that you believe through the state-controlled media, if you do believe what they say, that they want you to believe that they have. So in saying that, also want you to check out Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. If you'd like to jump in at any time, please go to the telephone, pick it up, give us a call. Love your interaction. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I want to highlight something, because during the break, I was just listening to the news again. And, of course, it's the state-controlled media. And for the most part, folks, we're listening to conservatives and the news that they're giving we the people on a 24/7 basis. Isn't it interesting that we're all complaining in this country of corruption in government, but for some reason, again, here we have the conservatives putting the mics up to those supposed elected officials to tell us the same things over and over and over and over and over again. For example, we just heard Mitch McConnell. Now, we all know who Mitch McConnell is, right? He's the guy that thinks he's a rock star at the RNC in Tampa. He's supposed to be one of the good guys. But what's interesting, people, is I want you to understand, because right now what they're doing is they're talking about, renewing the Unpatriot Act, which is unconstitutional, friends, and it's giving power to corruption on a daily basis, and it's unprecedented in what they're doing and how they're doing it and how they're violating the law. They might want to take some time and read Article 4 of the Bill of Rights whenever they get around to it. But again, friends, do keep in mind, it's their job to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic, not tear them down. And keep in mind as well that the Bill of Rights are thou shalt not to those that serve we the people. It's there to secure our rights. The purpose of government is to ensure our rights that God gave us by magnifying the laws against crime, not to take them away. Now, I want you to understand that Mitch McConnell is the guy, again, that was just on the radio, just a moment, speaking for the good guys, we're told, okay? This is just one example of many. We've all known for some time that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite and advancing the war on drugs. See, they create the crime, then they bring in the answer, okay? It's now being reported, this is some time back, friends, not by the mainstream media, of course, that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors, and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in separate packages on his family's boat. Okay? These are the good guys. I want you to know who you're listening to. They come across as, the good guys. They play like they're there for the people. They're there to magnify the laws, to establish freedom, and to ensure our freedoms. But yet, behind closed doors, friends, they're the ones that are actually creating the crimes that they're supposedly preventing. The seizure of the narcotics shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far away from Kentucky, the state in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. But the Republican Senate minority leader has the closest of ties to the owner of the Ping Mei. The vessel containing the illicit materials, 90 pounds of separated packages of cocaine, my friends, were found on his in-law's ship. So do you suppose the reason things are getting worse and worse in our country is because we listen to the same people tell us the same things with opposite results of what they say that they're doing? Do you think that that might be the very definition of insanity, friends? Because it is. These people are lifelong politicians. They've been there way too long. And I just wanted to highlight the fact that I could not again believe here are the conservatives of the day putting up to the mics, up to their faces, these corrupt politicians that have been busted over and over and over and over and over again. Yet they're putting the mic up to their mouths to ask them what their take is on a certain issue that may be taking place in our country today. And of course, the last one is how they now want to renew the act, the Unpatriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny, because they need to make sure that the people in this country are secure. Now, folks, I don't know if you've not noticed this, but I've noticed this for quite some time. And you got to have your eyes shut and your ears closed and your head in the sand not to take notice as to what's going on concerning the hypocrisies of those that are in D.C. and those that serve we the people in many capacities. But how many times, America, do these people need to be busted with crime before you, America, realize that you have to take responsibility to deal with that crime? 90 pounds of cocaine found on Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell's family's ship called the Ping Mei. Oh, by the way, the foremost maritime corporation, a firm founded and owned by McConnell's in-laws, the Kale family. Now, this is just a prime example of what you're dealing with. This is a prime example of why things don't change. Because he's still there. Now, yesterday I spent some time with Lieutenant Randy Sutton, and I want to bring up a point that I made with him yesterday, because he said he was making it clear that he wasn't equating the President of the United States as a communist dictator. And I set the record straight and said, well, I was. I'll bring that to you in a minute.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Yesterday, I had Lieutenant Randy Sutton with me on the radio, and his whole, I should call it a ministry because he's a 501c3, but it's interesting that his whole purpose of being out there right now is to awaken the people, namely the American people, as to what's going on concerning the president and why he is polarizing and demonizing the cops rather than the criminals. And then I went on to share with him that Mao Zedong, to overthrow the Republic of China back in the 30s, is he began to go to the younger generation and teach them that they were democracy, and that basically they had coming what they had coming. So in other words, you go get which is yours. So give to the have-nots by taking away from the haves. And then I began to ask Lieutenant Randy Sutton yesterday as to, you know, the question that I'm going to propose to you right now. Is it the President of the United States' job to sick a whole race of people that have been blinded and lied to by the state-controlled media on the police officers of the United States of America? And see, folks, my point here is, and I'm not capping on anybody, I'm just simply saying, friends, people don't call it for what it is, and that's why things don't change in this country. Because people don't call it for what it really is. They don't deal with the issues as for what they really are. I mean, people act like we're in a third world country. There's no question about it. There's absolutely no question about it. They act like when they talk about the corruption that's going on in this country, that we're talking about a third world country. When in fact, we're not at all. Now, folks, I'd also brought up the fact that the President of the United States of America doesn't have a right to desecrate the memory of those that fought, bled, and died, magnifying the Constitution of the United States. As a matter of fact, a lot of our veterans are 6 feet under the ground fighting against the very ideologies that the American people are tolerating in this country today. Some time ago, I had a news manager say to me, you know, Bradley, I don't agree with the President of the United States neither, but we still need to respect him because he's the president. And I said, really? I said, honor him as such? I said, you got to put out of your mind and be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States with their blood. Again, which, by the way, is the same Constitution those in office swear to uphold. It's not a different Constitution. It's not a different oath, friends. And it's one Constitution, not three. But I went on to tell this individual that when we tolerate corruption in government, then we're dishonoring the price that the veterans paid. This is putting it into perspective, friends. Let me say that again. When we tolerate, America, listen carefully. When we tolerate corruption in government, we are dishonoring the price that the veterans paid. And I am, in fact, honoring the office of the President of the United States, the office, not the individual, when I point out that which corrupts the office in which this criminal holds. I will never honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put him or her there. By the way, neither should they. And neither will anyone who's a true patriot. But why is it that we can see the sign of a dictator by judging him by his fruit, but we don't want to call him as a dictator? What does he need to do before the American people will define him for who he is? What is it that he needs to do? What is it that the corrupt politicians in the United States of America need to do before the American people actually call it for what it is and actually deal with the issues at hand? You need to understand that the American people are not going to deal with corruption in government until they themselves are first dealt with. And see, what America is doing is it's turning judgment upon its own head by not dealing with the issues at hand. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country. I want to say this again because I really do want you to get this. And this is why I bring up the blood constantly. Folks, in the spiritual and in the natural. That's why I talk about Calvary. Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh and then quickened by the Spirit. He's the captain of our salvation in the Spirit. He's the one that died on the cross for the sins of mankind. A sin is defined as crimes against God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, transgressing his law. I bring up the blood a lot, friends, because I want you to understand that someone paid the price, both in the spiritual and in the natural, to give you the freedoms that you have today. And if you don't honor that, friends, you deserve what you've got coming. You deserve a police state. You deserve judgment. You deserve a Barack Hussein Obama. And when you run out of excuses as to why you can't change your country and there's no reason or there's no sense in doing anything about the problems or the issues at hand, when you run out of excuses as to why you do nothing, I'll tell you what, you're going to be pretty surprised how fast you can win back that which has been taken unlawfully. When we tolerate corruption in government, then we dishonor the price the veterans paid. When we allow sin in the church, then we, same thing, friends. When we tolerate sin in the church, then we dishonor the price that Christ paid on the cross. Here in his love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation, a sacrifice, an appeasement for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice the cross and everything I'm saying here. Someone had to bear the cross. Someone had to bear the cross. In the natural, someone had to bear the cross so we could remain free. Going back to the spiritual, who makes men free? His name is Jesus Christ. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And it's the same thing in the natural, friends. But if we don't honor the sacrifice, then we dishonor the sacrifice by allowing others to desecrate it and trample the blood underfoot in which has been paid to give us what we have today. I don't understand America. I don't understand people who don't understand what I'm saying right here. This is the very pith and marrow of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christ crucified is the pearl of the church. But yet it's not preached from the pulpits. What I'm talking about right now in the natural is the fact that when we tolerate corruption in government, in the natural, then we dishonor the price the veterans paid. So by allowing the Hillary Clintons, the Clinton administration, the criminal family, the Bush criminal family, the Barack Hussein Obama criminal administration, when you allow them to continuously be emboldened to transgress again and again and again and again, you are dishonoring every single veteran that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. I want to say this again. They are 6 feet under the ground in many cases. And why are they there? Fighting against the very dangerous ideologies that America, you are tolerating today. And you're afraid to speak up? Wait, let me go back. You're afraid to speak up. Let me rewind just a little bit. Someone died to give you the right to speak up and you don't speak up? You want to talk about doubly dishonoring the sacrifice? Hey, folks, our veterans died to give us the right to speak up. Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. And how many people are afraid to speak up? And I got a question for you. What are you afraid of? America, what are you afraid of? Here, let me show you what courage is. Let me show you why I recite back to you what was rightly stated when it was said that our republic wasn't given unto us by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Here, let me just give you a real quick rundown so you can get my point. During World War I, there was 116,506 men and women that fought, bled, and died during World War I, ratifying the Constitution of the United States. My grandpa was there. World War II, there was 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died, and women, ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America. Hey, folks, this is the example of courage. They're not here anymore. They laid down their lives to give us freedom. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. In America, you're afraid to speak out. You're afraid to deal with the issues. They lost their lives, and you want to preserve yours?
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. This will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. This will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. The home of the brave. Just talking about honoring the office of the President of the United States. This all transpired from a conversation we had with a guest yesterday on the radio program. His whole argument is that the President of the United States is endangering the police force across the United States of America. Of course, he's been combating the law. That's what the devil does. He's lawless. He wants to tear down the law. The American people over the last 6 and 7 years have acted as spectators. But they fail to recognize the fact that he's destroying their country. Their country, your country. And I brought up the fact that he's emulating dictators to a T, and he said he didn't want to equate himself to that. And I said, well, I want to say for the record that I am. And therein lies the problem. PC, political correctness, traitor to principles in general. Or I'm afraid to actually call it for what it is. That's why there's no change in this country. And the American people have the audacity to call it love to withhold the truth. Huh. Whose love would that be equated to? Man's fallen nature or Christ's risen nature? Because I don't see love in it at all. I see a whole lot of selfishness in what the American people define love to be today. Because I see it in a whole lot of lip service, but very, very little action. I was just sharing with you, friends, what courage is. And I also want people to understand that men follow courage, they don't follow titles. People in this country are sick and tired of corruption in government. Hey, folks, I want you to understand that the institution of government itself is God ordained. It is awesome. The people that are in office that are overthrowing the Constitution are the ones that need to be overthrown and removed. Again, going to law and reading Article 2, Section 4, for the smallest infractions, misdemeanors, they can be impeached and indicted. Not 90 pounds of cocaine like Mitch O'Connell here, friends. No, I mean, not talking about being busted. Oh, and by the way, friends, just to prove my point further, did you hear anything about Mitch McConnell and 90 pounds of cocaine being found on his family's little boat through the state-controlled media? And yet he's a Republican that was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on his family's boat. Well, that would be very telling. That's very telling, is it not, friends, that they're all in it together? Yes, they are. There's no difference. I didn't hear a peep. I didn't hear a word about his family boat carrying 90 pounds of cocaine. That would be called cocaine trafficking, friends. I didn't hear a word about it, did you? No, and if you didn't, it proves my point, does it not? America, why do you tolerate this? Now just think about how many kids are going to die on cocaine, overdoses. Oh, folks, that happens all day long. And you're led to believe that there's a war on drugs, and we find the FBI, we find the CIA trafficking the drugs. I'm not saying in every given cases. But friends, how telling could all this be? I remember just at the last tea party I did, we did six of them in Arizona about 3 weeks ago. And we had a group of Teen Challenge boys there. And I was talking about how the drug problem in this country and who's actually pushing the drugs. And interestingly enough, a good portion of those guys that were in there were in prison. One individual was in prison for 10 years for drug trafficking. He knew exactly what I was talking about. When I told him that, you know, one of my best friends in North Minneapolis, he used to be a drug dealer. All of his drugs came from the FBI. He used to be delivered in tires. And one guy in the crowd, an older individual, oh, I can't even believe you said that. I just stopped. I said, sir, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me to suggest that someone's not getting into the streets in the United States of America and for some reason it couldn't be your favorite erected idol that would be responsible for actually drug dealing? Now, I'm not saying he's got a big block of cocaine at his house like the Clintons did at the governor's mansion in Arkansas. I'm not saying that, snorting coke. I'm not saying that. In every given case. But do you find it ironic that the older generation, because see, they believe that government is just like them. These corrupt politicians are just like them, when in fact they're not, friends. They're not at all like we are. These people think they're above the law. And if you would just follow what I'm telling you through first-hand experience, And pull the curtain back and do a little homework, friends, you're going to find what I'm telling you is exactly what's going on. Here, let me take it to the other side. What happens when the law is enforced? See, this is America is the law, but they fail at almost every given turn to enforce the laws against those in governments that represent we the people to bring forth judgments to establish righteousness, to set an example concerning our representatives that you're not going to commit crimes anymore. That's where the American people fail majorly in this country. Because we believe, because we're told again that they're protected. Because it comes in layers, friends. It comes in layers. The truth does. It's like peeling an onion back. At first, it doesn't burn your eyes until you start to pull off a couple layers, right? That's kind of how the truth comes. The more you dig, the more you're appalled. And then all of a sudden, everything seems to make sense. And it's like, oh, perfect. Yeah, that's exactly how it's happening. Now, I got to say this, too, that I can't blame the politician or the FBI or the CIA for drug running because they're bringing it to the people that are willing to buy it. So they're both guilty as hell, literally. And they're both going to get what they deserve at the end of the day. They will. There's just no getting around it. They think they're profiting when, in fact, they're losing. They may be profiting for a moment, but at the end of the day, they're losing everything they have in their mindsets as believing that they are actually serving the people when, in fact, they're not. And they also believe, by the way, corrupt politicians do, that if I give the people a little truth and I do 90% bad, but I do 10% good, I'm still doing the people a service. As long as they can get 90% of the pie, they're good. That's why these senators and representatives, they go into government broke and then they leave completely filthy. And let me say it this way, filthy rich. Now, taking it to the other side, did you know that in Las Vegas, where grandpas and grandmas and uncles and aunts and dads and moms are spending millions of dollars at the casinos, did you know that they don't have a problem with drugs in Las Vegas? Does anybody know why they don't have a problem with drugs in Las Vegas? They don't have a problem with drugs in Las Vegas because the laws are enforced against drug crimes. It's not, crime is not tolerated there. Why isn't it tolerated there? Because they don't want to lose the hundreds of millions of dollars that they have coming into the casino. So therefore, they enforce the laws. What would happen if the government actually did what it's purposed to do by enforcing the laws against drug crimes? We wouldn't have a drug problem. And again, going back to the Clintons, friends, we know that in Mena, Arkansas, this is documented, friends. Go online, Clinton Chronicles, you can watch the whole thing. The greatest dealer, drug dealer that America has ever had is none other than Billy Clinton in Mena, Arkansas. And many people died because they knew exactly what I'm telling you is true. They were eyewitnesses to his crimes. Why do you tolerate corruption in America? Why do you tolerate the same old, same old? Why do you tolerate talk rather than action? Where has it brought your country, America? I want people to understand this, that patriotism means to stand by the country. It doesn't mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he or her stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar or her insofar as he is efficiently serves the country, not special interests and not himself. And by the way, when I'm talking about corrupt representatives serving special interest groups, you better bet your bottom dollar that means they're serving themselves because they're being paid off to do just that. So it is unpatriotic not to oppose him or her to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty or her duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. The president of the United States of America is servant to the people, not the people servant to him, and that's why they were appointed. That's why they were appointed, to serve we the people. And if you go back and watch the film, when they're swearing in, you'll find that what, again, I am telling you, is exactly right. They swore that they would serve the people. That's what representative means, friends, to represent the people. And we're tired of politicians. What we want are statesmen who serve we the people. And there are them in government in the United States of America. But America, I lay to your candor, why do you tolerate crime? Why do you tolerate crime? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and wrap this show up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
Well, lo and behold, the question I'm asking you, America, is why do you tolerate the crimes? America, why do you tolerate the crimes? Interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just posted minutes ago, or at least I just noticed it a couple minutes ago, the senior editor, Tim Brown, just posted, triple amputee veteran, Memorial Day has become a disgraced national holiday. Brian Colfidge, the most seriously injured airman in U.S. history, has been at the forefront of calling out the corruption of the Obama administration and speaking up for and standing behind our veterans. Brian Colfidge, the most seriously injured airman in U.S. history, has been at the forefront of calling out the corruption of the Obama administration and is speaking up for and standing behind our veterans. Let me go back and show you how you honor the President of the United States. First of all, what you do is you impeach him, and then you indict him and every one of his little cohorts. That's how you honor the veterans. Church, you honor the Christ by preaching out against sin. And use the law of the Lord, which is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7, and Galatians 3:24, to drive them to the foot of the cross, where the law can do no more, and they find the Christ there, who's able to save their souls. How do you honor the office of the President of the United States of America? You deal with his crimes. That's how you honor the veterans. I'll say it again. Many of them are 6 feet under the ground, fighting against the very ideologies that America, you are tolerating. Not somebody else. Not the Muslims tolerating it. Not the homosexuals tolerating it. Not the atheists tolerating it. No, they're already showing you, friends, that they're enemies to who we are as a people. Why do you tolerate what God condemns? Why? And let me ask you further, friends, how's that working out for you today? And at the end of the day and on Judgment Day, you're going to stand up and look at God and say, Lord, why did you allow our kids to be destroyed by a foreign enemy on our own soil? And the Lord's going to look at you and he's going to say, did you not hear what I said? Over and over and over again. You know that long-haired rocker dude with tattoos? Yeah, I appointed that young guy to tell you that you were the responsible party. And that the message that Bradley was giving you was this, the one that I gave. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you think for one moment that God is going to go ahead and just overlook iniquity, friends, you're speaking of a God that is created in your imagination. He doesn't exist. Triple amputee veteran. Memorial Day has become a disgraced national holiday. Friends, now you've let it go so far in this country as to actually encourage students at colleges. And I know it's way overblown, of course it is, but I do need to make the point that if there's one individual standing on the flag, I have a problem with it. And so should you. Matter of fact, go out and buy yourself a flag and put it up in front of your house, friends. And if someone wants to step on it, deal with them. Lawfully. Yeah. Take your right foot and stick it right up into their backside. And make sure they understand that you are who you say you are. Not only do I love my freedom, but I'll also stand up and fight for it. You know, speaking of which, I took my kids to a park yesterday, a water park last night. And my little five-year-old boy fell down in the water. And I noticed about a little 6 or 7 year old black boy went over and picked him up. And I looked at those two little guys, and that little black guy walked over to us, and he just thought he was a part of the gang. And you know what? We invited him to be a part of the gang. And I look at the people, and no wonder why Jesus used the children as the model of heaven. Because those are the ones we're supposed to learn from. A little black boy and my little white boy, they looked at each other. They didn't care what color they were. They're colorblind. They were having fun and they were buddies, man. And then we look at the grown-ups. I ask you, America, look at the grown-ups have done with our world. Look at the grown-ups have done with this world. Man, they're so smart, they know how to look at each other's skin color and make war because of that. Their religion, make war because of that. And I'm talking about the Christian religion, friends. It doesn't just go the Christians and Muslims and the Buddhists. No, no, I'm talking about under the Christian faith, friends. They know how to make bombs to kill each other. Boy, man is smart, isn't he? He outdoes himself in so many different ways. World War I, 116,506 men and women fought blood and died. World War II, 405,399 men and women fought blood and died to ratify the Constitution. My uncles were there. By the way, World War I, my grandpa was there. Korea, I wasn't raised around my dad, but my dad was in Korea. He was picking up body parts. There was 38,574 men and women that fought and bled and died, ratifying the Constitution. or so they thought, right? Or Vietnam, my cousin was killed there, 58,209. Fought blood and died to ratify the Constitution. Iraq, 4,484. In Afghanistan, we're well into the teen thousands now. I remember I did a tea party in North Carolina. It was last year. And I was just sharing with them the price paid. As someone standing out holding up the cross that my Lord was crucified on, that's what I'm commanded to do, and I do it willfully. I don't do it begrudgingly. And I remember when I was done with my speech, folks, by the way, every single program we do, there's a standing ovation. At the end, there's a standing ovation, and it's for the veterans, because the Holy Ghost is moving, and the greatest of veterans, his name is Jesus Christ. But I'll never, ever forget, there's quite a few of them, as a matter of fact, but I remember this one individual came up to me. He had two purple hearts on his hand, on his cap. He had a ball cap, and he had two purple hearts on it. And right when I was done speaking, he walked up to me. While everybody was kind of like funneling out, he was going towards me. And he walked up to me, and he stood probably about 3 or 4 feet away from me, as if he had his uniform on. And he saluted me with tears in his eyes. And he said, "This doesn't come easy." This doesn't come easy. And another veteran in Iowa say to me that he's seen all of his buddies get killed in World War II. And then he came back to his company of 50. He said they were all gone too. World War II. And then he put his hand over his mouth and his hand was shaking back and forth. And he looked at me and he said, "You just got to put it out of your mind, son. I don't know how you do that. Because it's true, whatever God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you, man. Woman, friends. I don't understand. I don't understand you, America. I don't know how you can sit back and listen to this radio show every day and tolerate the fraternizers, the conservatives, and the professed Christians that stand back and do nothing but magnify the crimes. I say magnify the law against their crimes, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. And when I have a veteran looking at me with two purple hearts on his baseball cap saying this doesn't come easy, I think about the doors that were knocked on with the moms and the dads receiving the letters that their sons and their daughters died for me and you. It's time to fight. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We will talk at you soon.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.